we pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with us, Lord, and open your word to us and reveal to us what you have for us to live out the rest of our days. In your son's name we pray. Amen. So there are different stages in life, and very interesting. There's a lot of shopping going on and a lot of other things that are a little bit more distracting. So if you were out this week, you saw the crowds, even in Wilmer, the long checkout lines, and also this concept, if you're standing there, sometimes there is that one kid who can't follow along quick enough for the sales, and so the child is calling out. The rest of the store hears them. They're shouting, "Mom, Mom, 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 Mom." Heard it several times. Some of the kids like to play Marco Polo with their parent. And so you can kind of hear the child say, "Okay, Marco," and then the parent says, "All right." So however long separation is, you can hear from across the store that the child is not where they're supposed to be. And so if you're a parent, sometimes you have that that quick response of, "Where is my child and why aren't they standing right next to me?" And so this morning, if you would take out your bulletin and turn on the back, I'm actually going to switch things up just a little bit. I'm going to go off at Ezekiel, and you'll need a pen or crayon or pencil, I think, that like that, something to write on. I want you to take a look at Ezekiel chapter 34. So it's an Old Testament text, and the question is, in Ezekiel 34, how does God reveal himself? And so what I'm really looking forward with, not the word "and," but is there another word in there that you can say that it appears all over the place in this text? Let's listen. "For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out, as a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that has been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep." And if you can, go through that whole entire text right now and circle the number of times that you see that one word, "I." Go ahead and circle that for me, and then try to count as you go. All right? So circle all the different times you see the word "I." Anyone have a number for me yet? Eight? Entire text? Keep going. All right. It's amazing. It's amazing that one word, "I myself, I will do it." If we take a look at some of the examples that we see in the Garden of Eden, you see this beautiful picture of Adam and Eve being able to stand in the presence of God, and God himself talks to them face to face like you and I would talk. In Egypt, who was the one instrumenting the plagues, the 10 plagues? It was God. When they were brought out of Egypt, God said, "I myself will do this, and nobody else will take what is mine." So what he's trying to say is, I'm the only one who was the instrument to take the people out of Egypt. Also in the desert, by day, the children of Israel were led by a cloud by day and a fire by night. So God says, I took them throughout the desert. I took them by the hand and led them. So very interesting is that the Lord uses in his word, he uses this concept of a parent guiding the child. As the child is calling out, Marco, 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 God is standing right next to him saying, Polo, Polo, Polo. And so we don't get it sometimes, just like the children of Israel. We don't see that the Lord is standing right next to them. We still call out, Marco, 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 because we don't know what to do with that. But interesting enough is that here in Ezekiel is trying to get to us that they're in a time of desperation. They are ready to cry out. And God's saying, I'm right here. I'm right here. I've been here. Right beside you, and I myself will do this one thing. And so if we take a look, one of the most famous Bible passages, especially when we're going through grief, is this. The Lord, let's read this together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. And you notice that the book of Ezekiel, the writer would have known this passage. And interesting enough is that in each passage, it talks about relatively the same thing. In Ezekiel, it talks about this shepherd who leads them into pastures on high mountain. Well, Psalm 23 is the same thing. Psalm 23 is, if you're going to get the sheep to be able to relax, then you take them up to a high mountain where there's clean water on the sheep. Tend to relax a little bit more. The same thing with us, is that when we're down and dirty, trying to get through life, trying to get through everything that we need to get done, sometimes we forget that God wants us to bring in besides still waters, and still waters being something that we can drink on, we can relax, we can forget about anything else that we're going through. And so this morning, I want to bring up that concept that the Lord is doing this to us, for us, with us. And so what does that look like when a parent tries to pick a child up? And I found this video. It's a sprinter who, during the games over in Europe, everyone thought he was going to win the gold, but the problem was that he hurt his hamstring halfway through the race. And so we see this parent-child relationship showing up. It's beautiful.
Until you come and sit a while with me, you raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy strong when I am on your shoulders. Raise me up to more than I can be.
So we see this sprinter, that one who trying to do everything on his own and get through life, and then when he needs it most, his father shows up on the biggest stage of the world, and his father comes alongside and says, we're going to do this together. And so when we see the Old Testament lesson, we see a child that's trying to get through all the pain and the toil, and you see the father coming alongside and saying, we're going to do this together. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, Lord God, so many times that we try to do things on our own. And Lord God, we need you more than ever. We need you to not leave our side. Because it is only you that can get us through these tough times. So Lord God, throughout this season in which we're about to mark your coming, Lord, we remember that you said in Ezekiel, in the Old Testament, that you yourself would cancel our debt. And so we are looking forward to the day that you will come again, but we are reminded that you yourself were born in a humble stable. And Lord God, you yourself ate, drank with us. You yourself went to the cross for us. So be with us, Lord, as Lord God, we continue to struggle. And we thank you that you have given us a shoulder to cry on, to lean on. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.